Donazioni post-parto. Cord blood and placental tissues. Any mother-to-be can choose to make a valuable gesture by donating cord blood and placental tissue. Donation is safe, painless, and poses no risk to either the mother or the newborn. It is a gesture of generosity that will help heal people in need. Cord blood. What is it? It is the blood of the newborn that remains in the placenta and umbilical cord after the cord is cut. It contains valuable hematopoietic stem cells, HSCs, that is specialized in the formation of elements found in blood. Why donate? In Italy, each year, an average of 1,700 patients need HSC transplantation in order to recover. When a matching donor cannot be found in the family, they must be looked for among cord blood donations and donors available from the Italian Bone Marrow Donor Registry. How to donate it? All couples expecting a child can access the donation path, which is also promoted by Family Advice Center, consultori, midwives, and birth preparation classes. Approximately 1 month before delivery, an interview with the midwife is scheduled to ascertain eligibility and to sign the informed consent. Cord blood collection takes place after delivery between 60 and 120 seconds with no risk to mother and infant. For information and appointments, contact the Association of Hematopoietic Stamina Cell Donors, ADOCES, at the Transfusion Medicine Department of Treviso Hospital. Telephone number 0422405179. The project Bimbo Dona Papà Dona, Child Donates, Father Donates. Bimbo Dona Papà Dona is a project sponsored by ADOCES and by the Veneto region. It's part of the cord blood donation program that the couple has chosen and that the father can take advantage of by enrolling in the Italian Bone Marrow Donor Registry. Donation is done by a simple 3 to 4 hour blood draw from an arm. In only 10% of cases, donation is accomplished by harvesting bone marrow from the pelvic bones. Some useful links can be reached through the following QR codes. The father who wishes to join the project can find all necessary information on the ADOCES website. In the sign up section of the site, you can pre-enroll in the ADOCES platform linked to the IBMDR Donor Registry. ADOCES holds a webinar every last Tuesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. to talk about the Bimbo Dona Papà Dona project, cord blood donation, and hematopoietic stem cell donation. The link to the webinar is on Facebook at adocesfederation.co.uk events section. Placental tissues. The Veneto ETS Tissue Bank Foundation is the Veneto region's flagship healthcare facility responsible for collecting, processing, storing, and distributing homologous tissues, certifying their traceability, suitability, and safety. The amniotic membrane. What is it? The placenta is an organ that is formed during pregnancy and is tasked with nourishing, protecting, and supporting the growth of the fetus. It is covered with a precious film, the amniotic membrane, which is endowed with important regenerative, anti-inflammatory, and analgesic properties that facilitate scarring and healing of various diseases. Why donate? Donation of the placenta for amniotic membrane extraction makes it possible to improve living conditions in many patients who are often constrained to long and painful therapies. The amniotic membrane will be used in dermatologic surgery for the treatment of deep burns, chronic ulcers, difficult wounds. It is also used in ophthalmology, neurosurgery, maxillofacial surgery, general surgery, and orthopedics. How to donate? The placenta can be donated in cases of planned cesarean section after 36 weeks, in twin pregnancies as early as 33 weeks. At the time of scheduling the cesarean section, the placenta and membrane collection will be proposed by the obstetrician. The placenta collected sterilely during the cesarean section will later be sent to the tissue bank for processing. collection poses no risk to mother and infant. The umbilical vein. What is it? It is a blood vessel located within the umbilical cord. It is part of the fetal placental circulation and has the role of transporting oxygen-rich blood and nutrients to the baby. Why donate? Due to its special characteristics, it is particularly used in vascular surgery in case of replacement of infected prosthesis, lower limb revascularization with limb salvage, femoropopliteal bypass. How to donate? The umbilical vein is used through the donation of placenta collected during cesarean section with consent from the donor mother. Consultori familiari, family advice centers. The midwife at the family advice center during the birth preparation course or during follow-up visits can provide guidelines regarding cord blood donation or placenta donation. The document was drafted by a multiprofessional team from the operational unit and the public relations office, updated April 2023.